Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody. We got another episode of the Bomber Brothers podcast. Sean and Ryan back with you to talk about another series win for the Yankees. But Sean, we were probably expecting to talk about another series sweep after the Yankees dominated the Rays. Then they were dominating the Blue Jays for two and a half games. They had an 8-3 lead in the sixth inning yesterday. And then the bullpen coughed it up, a couple big home runs for Toronto, and they tend to do that. They're a great hitting team. We talked about that on the last podcast. So this was definitely going to be a bigger test for Yankees pitching, as the Rays, who are a good team overall, are not a good hitting team. Blue Jays are the opposite. They have a ton of power. They flexed it yesterday, and they come away with a 10-9 win after trailing by five in the sixth inning.
Yeah, I mean, it was a weird game. It reminded me a little bit of game two of the 2017 division series against the Indians, where you had a terrible call go against you because I think it was Castro that was pitching, that they called two consecutive strikes. Well, the first of which was clear as day, a strike, balls, and that changed that at bat, led to a walk, and then the next batter hits a grand slam. I mean, you know, we're sitting here and to blow an 8-3 lead, it feels terrible, but those calls go the other way. We could be talking about a completely different game. And at the same time, you still took two out of three from a division rival. They're still pretty far back. I mean, what, 11 games, I think?
Yeah,
we left 11 up on them. And yeah, you'd like to put the sweep and kind of bury them even deeper. But, you know, it happens. The bullpen's been great. Very rare poor performance by Wandy. And, like I said, Castro has enough issues with control. He doesn't get those two calls. You know, everything changes and it is what it is. But, a disappointing end to an otherwise really good series. I mean, Friday night was super fun, especially you had that 8-run fifth inning. Rizzo hits the walk-off home run to end the last series. And then the next one, he really blows the roof off in game one and with the grand slam. And then, you know, the really good pitching matchup on Saturday in the Yankees. And, I don't want it to get lost. Aaron Hicks had a huge hit.
Yeah, that bases clearing double was certainly a big hit. He came through with, I can't even remember the last time he had an extra base hit with runners in scoring position before.
Well, the last time he had an extra base hit with the bases loaded was 2017.
Jeez, well, that's tough. But, so that's shows you both A, how brutal he's been with runners in scoring position, and B, how, you know, probably hasn't had as many chances as a normal player because he's been hurt for so long. But he finally came through on Saturday with the big hit. And like you said, they got to Alek Manoah, who was another trendy Cy Young favorite. The Yankees have taken down two of them in the last week because they beat McClanahan in the Rays series, and they'll actually get him again tonight. So Yankees are facing a ton of good pitching. They dropped 10 runs yesterday. They scored they scored 8 runs in one inning on Friday. So the Yankees are having little issue with the offense. And honestly, this series kind of played out a lot like the way we imagined it might. They were coming off a series where they faced really good pitching and a weak lineup, and they won a lot of low-scoring games. And then you come into this series facing an overall weaker pitching staff. Manoah is still fantastic, and Stripling came in with really strong numbers too, but facing a much better lineup than Tampa Bay. And the Yankees got a couple big extra base hits. They won in a laugher on Friday with a big inning, and then they lost in a slugfest on Sunday. I mean, I know a lot of people were up in arms about blowing that late lead, but it's a 162-game season. Even the best teams in baseball history are going to lose in painful fashion at some point. I mean, the 2018 Red Sox got no hit in the regular season. Like this stuff happens.
Yeah, look, there's no way to sugarcoat it. The game on Sunday, as a fan, was stunk. But I mean, regardless, they held the Jays in the first two games to 3 runs combined. And you know, but when you're up, as you know, what was it, 10-1 at the time, but those last 2 runs are kind of just, you're pitching to the defense at that point. I mean, you just, it is what it is. And then, you know, to just shut out the next day. And I thought that was huge for Tyone too, to get, you know, he had two shaky starts in a row, and you know, he pitched really well against a really tough lineup in that middle game there. And you know, Montgomery in the first game pitched great. And especially I always think like the Blue Jays lineup should be so tough for him, but you know, what a really good start to set a tone in this series in game one. And then, you know, Seve's coming off some sort of illness where he labored through 5 innings there. And you know, honestly, the blown call was tough, but also, you kind of see it, and it was the typical, I'm sorry to say this, but the typical Aaron Boone inning where you try to get a little bit more out of your starter than you probably should. And then he's a little late, in my opinion, to bring Wandy in. It just was a weird inning, and Boone's been really good this year. And I probably would have managed that differently if I were him, but it happens, man. Like you said, it's one out of 162. It'd be nice to get the sweep, but I mean, this is the beautiful thing about having an 11 game lead in the division. It's like, you can lose a game like this, and it's like, yeah, we're still up by double digits. We're still on pace to be one of the greatest teams ever. And yeah, it sucks, but you know what? It's not bad that this team faces a little bit of adversity, you know, once in a while in the regular season, because they're not going to have a lot of opportunities to, it looks like. So we'll see how they bounce back, tonight.
Yeah. I think it's important to keep a big picture approach to this recent stretch, because you think about the beginning of last week when we're gearing up for this 13 game stretch that everybody was talking about. You have 2 series against Tampa, you've got Toronto, then you've got 4 against Houston to close it out. Everybody was saying, you know, this is going to be the true test to see just how good the Yankees are. So if we sat here and told you then that at the end of the first week the Yankees would be 5-1 in the first 6 games of this stretch, I think everybody would have been thrilled to sign up for that, especially if we said that we swept a Tampa team who has given us a lot of trouble in the past. So I think that's important to remember. Obviously you start hoping to, you know, sweep once you have a 5-run lead in the 6th inning. But like you said, sometimes the bullpen just doesn't have it. Castro, who's actually been much better of late, didn't get much help with those calls, and you know, you still got to get him out. Can't serve up a grand slam. And Boone uses Wandy against righties a lot, and he's effective against both righties and lefties. But like you said with Monty, you were surprised that he doesn't get more trouble from a Blue Jays team that has so many heavy hitting righties. I get nervous when Wandy comes in against Toronto because they have so many dangerous righties.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, I'm surprised that Peralta wasn't in to face the lefties. But I think more than anything, Peralta's changeup helps him against righties because it's so good. Wandy has a really good changeup. So, I mean, I had no issue bringing him in, period. I was just surprised they waited that long. But, you know, it is what it is. It happens. And like I said, just because I would have managed the game differently doesn't mean that, you know, doesn't mean that it's like cause for alarm or anything. But I mean, there was a lot of positives to take out of the series too. You know, Rizzo had a home run yesterday. He had the grand slam in game one. Hicks got a big hit. You know, Gallo had a decent series. He had 2 walks yesterday, scored 2 runs. He had a home run in the first game, right?
Yeah, he was 0 for 1 with a couple of walks yesterday. Had the home run. He had double.
Yeah.
In the game when Hicks had a double too, I think. Was it that same game or?
Yeah.
So Gallo had a fine series. He made a really great running catch in the outfield yesterday too, in what looked like it was definitely going to be a double to the wall.
Glaber had a good series too. He had what, multi-hit game in every game of the series, I think.
Yeah, and including a home run yesterday, this time to the pull side. I know he's been going deep oppo a lot this season, but continuing to show he's got his power swing back to all fields. And yeah, it's, you know, short-term memory. This is painful, but it makes it easy to forget the first two games of the series and also what the Yankees did well the first six innings of yesterday's game. Rizzo had the walk-off to end the Tampa series, and then he comes in. He's still swinging a hot bat, so you got to love what you're seeing from Rizzo. He's looking like he's got his swing back from early April when he was keeping pace with Judge and Stanton when they were on that home run streak. So, you know, Judge feels like he hasn't gone deep in a while, but he also had a big double yesterday. Gallo had a good series. Hicks had a big hit. Torres continues to swing the bat well. And again, the starting pitching. Tyone had given up, what was it, 7 earned runs in his last two starts before Saturday. And then he pitches a gem against a really good lineup. Montgomery looked really good. Severino, I'm not too concerned about. He'd been getting better and better each start. And I think this sickness and changing his routine a little bit probably threw him off. But I mean, even Severino, he gave up the home run to Vlad to start the game. Then it seemed like he really started to settle down, and he was pitching well. And then I think he just kind of tired a little bit, and how much that had to do with him still not feeling great or just not being in his rhythm. Who knows? But overall, I think it was a very good series.
Yeah, I mean, I think the game looks totally different if you take Sevy out after he gives up that one run in the fifth. I think it was a terrible decision to run him back out for the sixth, especially knowing he was battling an illness, probably a little bit fatigued. Like 5 innings, 3 runs probably would have been perfect, but it is what it is. Now he's back on his regular rotation and he's got a good test Friday night. He's going to pitch against the Astros, which we'll talk about next episode, but you know, we'll see. I'm not worried about it. I think if anything, Sevy's one of those guys. It's just a matter of is he healthy, because his stuff is always so good, and he's just a little fatigued, and it is what it is. But yeah, kind of a frustrating end to it, to an otherwise, like we're saying, really good series, a lot of positives. I mean, you know, we're laughing, but you know, Higgy hit a homer yesterday, so maybe he's going to start producing a little bit more. We got a lot out of a lot out of Judge, even though he hit a home run. Glaber. You know, like to see maybe LeMahieu come up a little bit more here and there, but overall, pretty happy with how the team looks. And you know, even you're getting contributions from guys like Marwin Gonzalez and whatnot. And I mean, it's just it's hard as a fan to look at things from that kind of, you know, kind of zoomed out lens. But when you look at it, they went on the road and took 2 out of 3 from a division rival after sweeping another division rival at home. And that's just a great stretch. They've still won 9 out of their last 10 games. And, you know, that's like, what more can you ask for? It's just like, yeah, the loss sucked and it is what it is.
Yeah. And even if you zoom out even further and look at the bigger picture, I was just thinking about this yesterday, how yesterday was the kind of, you know, slugfest that a lot of people expected between the AL East overall this season, and how, oh, you got 4 teams that are probably going to be competing for the division. And you could see the Yankees finishing 4th out of those 4 because the Red Sox got better. The Blue Jays got better. The Rays always give you trouble. And here we are on, you know, but we're not that far away from 4th of July. The Yankees have an 11-game lead in the division. I mean, this is, painful loss aside, we are still at absolute best case scenario, I would say, through the first, you know, what has it been, two and a half months of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you couldn't have written a better script throughout the first, I guess we're over a third now. So pretty great sitting here on June 20th. Double digit lead in the division. I don't know how many they're up for the best record in baseball, but the last time I looked, it was like 7 games for the best record in all, which is insane. That's crazy. So, I mean, I'm really excited to see kind of how the team responds now after a tough loss. And I had said this last time when they were in Minnesota and it didn't work out, but you got the guy on the mound that you want in Cole coming back off kind of a tougher loss. And you kind of didn't have some of your big guns in the bullpen yesterday. You know, Holmes needed a break and King. So, you know, you'll get those guys back tonight with Cole on the mound. Yeah, the only problem is they're facing McClanahan, who's obviously gonna do his part too. So I would expect a low scoring game, but you know, regardless, it gives you the opportunity now to go in and show, hey, we had a tough loss, but this is a different kind of year. We're gonna bounce back, and they're going to Tampa, which is a place they've always had trouble, and see what goes on. But I know I'm getting ahead of myself. But I mean, overall, I mean, look, 2 out of 3 from Toronto. I'm super stoked. Anytime, you know, the old adage, win 2 out of 3 at home and play 500 on the road. Well, they're doing a heck of a lot better than that, sweeping teams at home and then taking 2 or 3 on the road.
Yeah, to put the Yankee season in perspective, and by the way, they're 7 up in the loss column for best record in the league in front of the Mets.
But excellent.
To put their dominance this season in perspective, the Yankees could play 500 overall the rest of the season. And I think they would still win 98 games.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that exact thing yesterday, actually, or the day before yesterday. I was like, what would happen if they just played 500? And yeah, I got it right around the same answer.
So that's pretty impressive. Not that they could play 500 the rest of the way and they would still be in competition to finish with the best record in the American League. So everybody settle down. It was a tough loss. Those are going to happen, and there will be another one or two somewhere between now and the end of the season. It's just what happens when you play so many games. You're going to lose in painful fashion every now and then, and hopefully there have been some lessons learned. I think, you know, Aaron Boone maybe got a little complacent with his starting pitching this year because of how good it's been, and maybe this was an important reminder that regardless of how good they've been, not every starter is going to come out every day and be able to give you those 6 innings. I mean, it was Lindsey Adler, I think, who wrote that really good article about the Yankees' initiative this season to get more length out of their starters and pitch those 6 innings and keep that bullpen fresh for the postseason, which it hasn't been in recent years. But that's not going to happen every day, especially when one pitcher hasn't been feeling well and had to miss a start. So hopefully lesson learned.
Yeah, you come out of playing 3 really high, you know, close, high leverage games in the Tampa series, and then, you know, the first game was kind of a laugher, but that second game was pretty tight, even though it was a 4-0 game. So we got a lot of tax on the bullpen without a day off. It happens.